I want to begin by thanking the Parnas Hayom, Dr. Ernie and Ann Goldman, Li'ilui Nishmas Svi Tuvyohu Ben Chaim Shapsi, and the Shamisha Hamanaliyah and her family, Shalom Simcha Nachis and Bracha. And thank you, Ernie Bechlal, for everything that you always do for all of us. It's appreciated. Also to thank the Rabin Rahmani, the Mishpacha, the Shir Mar Dachi of Avinomi after his father, and his Neshamisha Hamanaliyah, Shalom Simcha Nachis and Bracha. Okay, we're finishing the section, the part of this kuntres, which is sort of a hakdama bichlal to the midah of Yisod, and then we'll be able to begin the next year. I'm not going to be here next Sunday, but the next year, Mitzvah Shem, we'll be able to begin with kedushas Yisod, kedushas habris, kedushas Yisod. How all that we thank you, how all that we've been learning ties into Kedusha Sabris and Shemir Sabris. So what we were talking about last week, we're on page Tzadi Gimel, where it says, Avalim Chachem Zehu Achein Chachem Benavan. Avalim Chachem Zehu Achein Chachem Benavan. We're learning about how Yisod will determine the strength or the weakness of Yisod, of this Midah will determine all of our relationships, particularly the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. So it's not enough. It's not enough for the Talmud to be a person, for the student to be a person who is trying to be miskasha, to connect to what he's hearing, to what he's learning. The Rebbe also has to be someone who's a Baal Yisod, who's an Ish Yisodi. If the Rebbe is not an Ish Yisodi, if he's not a Yisodistic mensch, so then even if the Talmud is searching for that and wants to have that connection, but if the Rebbe is not, so it's not going to work. So he explains, well, Im Chachem Zeh Achein Chachem Benoven. So the Rebbe could be a brilliant person. Avol ein lo midas yisod. The Rebbe could be a brilliant person, but he's missing, he's lacking something, he's deficient in this midah of yisod. Lo yuchal lo hoil klum. So he can give fantastic lectures. He's a brilliant person. He can give a good shiur. But in terms of really changing people's lives with the Torah that he's teaching, it's unlikely that it's going to have a great impact. Other than informing and educating, that's also important. But aside from informing and educating, if the Rebbe is deficient in the midah of Yisod, it's unlikely that it's going to make a great impact on that student's life. So that's what we were talking about last week. You could have talmidim that they're going to a shiur or a shiurim of a particular Talmud Chacham, and they love it and they enjoy the shiurim, but they're the same Jews that they were over the 10 years that they're listening to the shiur. They haven't changed. As people, they haven't changed. So that's a telltale sign that something is missing in Yisod, some on the part of the Talmidim, on the part of the Rebbe. Kevin shelo yema kusher imo, kshe yipagesh ito, yeslo ha-telefon mechubar o pelefon patuach. You're talking to a person, and this is somebody who's teaching you Torah, but you can't talk to him because while you're talking to him, he's on the phone. He's talking to 10 different people. Whoever is calling him, he's on the phone with people, and so on. Or he's sitting and talking to you. Either the phone is ringing or somebody's at the door. Or goes out to busy with the kids. He has something to eat. A glass of tea. So even though he's giving over fantastic Torah, but the hashpa is, he's a distracted person, and he's a person that is not able to be focused on who he is at that moment. And as a result of that, the students are not going to really benefit much. Aside from the information, they're not going to really grow from this person. B'neishu mefuzar. He's a mefuzar. He's dispersed. Now, when a person is a person of Yisod, remember, Yisod is that which connects to all of the higher midas of Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, going all the way even higher, Chachma, Bina, and Daz. So, Tzorach L'shtamishim, Chachmaso, Daito, Binoso, V'shachar midas, So this Rebbe could be the biggest Baal Chesed. He's the nicest, kindest person. And he could be, he's a Gibor, that's Kovesh, Yitzro, and he's a Gibor to give over powerful, passionate Torah. And it could be that he's a Tiferes, he's an Ish Emes, and all of the Midas. He has all of the Midas. The only thing that's missing is Yesod. He's not an Ish Yesodi. And the problem is that without Yesod, there's no connection to Malchus. And there's no connection to Malchus. It means that all of the passionate talking, and all of his kindness, and all of his Gevurah, and all of the Netzach, and all of the Hod, at the end it doesn't add up. It doesn't come out. It's a loyal tzeh. It just doesn't add up. It doesn't come out in HaKoach LaPol. Again, people are impressed. People care for him. He's wonderful, or she's wonderful. But in terms of really, really changing lives and affecting people in a deep way, it's not going to happen. It's missing that connection of Yesod and Malchus. So because of that, all of the Chachma that he has, all the Bina that he has, all the Das, all the Chesed, all the Gevur, all the Tiferes, all that he has, it's like it's Mefuzam Mefurit, it's Holech Li'ibud. It's an inyan of Sheikh Vizar Lamatol. Sheikh Vizar Lamatol doesn't only mean spilling one's physical seed, it means that there are thoughts and emotions that get dispersed. But it doesn't go to the place that it's supposed to go to. Having a child means there's a husband and a wife, and there's Eskashus of Yesod and Malchus. That's what it means having a child. The husband, the wife, there's that connection. It's in that person, it's with that person, and as a result of that, the two of them can have a child, they can bear fruit. Shikha Zerlovatala Pagamabis means Mifuzar. From that there's no child. There's no fruit that comes from such a Mifuzar Mifar. Same thing. This person is a Chacham, he's a Novain, he's a Bardas, all of that he has. The only thing that's missing, and he's good. The thing that's missing is Yesod. And because of that, his thoughts, his emotions are dispersed. So you could have a wife that she sees that her husband is like the nicest guy, and he's doing for this one, he's doing for that one, and he's the head of this board, and he's the head of that board, and he's doing all kinds of good things for the Jewish people and so on. But in the home with her and the kids, like the house is not happening. And he's everybody's favorite guy. He's Mefuza Umefura, but it's not happening. It's just not happening. Remember years ago, so when we still lived in Farakwe, so at that time I was all the time with the people that Jews came from all different places, and the Talmud, it was all the time the house. Shabbos was like, it was all the time. There were 15, 20 people all the time. And my kids, they loved it. Because every Shabbos was like a circus. No, it was crazy. All these people came and they played with the kids, and it was gewaldic, the kids. And you know, my wife would even be able to get a nap in or something. And it was like a chavayat, you know, the Weinberger house. It was gewaldic. And I remember that I was in Yerushalayim. I was by Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter. And I was talking to him, and he was asking me about what's going on with that, what's Shabbos like, and I was telling him like this, and the whole time he's shaking his head. And then he says to me, Genuk, lo zu hadarach. He says, the children are growing up. He says, Matosa. I felt like I missed the key, if you understand. I got all these people coming, and we're talking, and it's till 3 in the morning, and it's... And the kids are having fun, and it's he said, no, must speak. He said, you have a wife, you have children. That's the Baruch Shalom put you into the world. He says, you do. I said, because other things, and we spoke then about how to do things in a different way. He said, in the house is not hefka. They have to feel that there's a yichud between you and them in the house. A yichud between father and children. Yichud. He kept on saying, yichud. This is all Mefuzah Mefurah. And you know, there's some people that could go like that, and they're matzliach, whatever. That's a different mahalach, but one has to be very careful. That's what he's explaining. Be the nicest father in the world. You could be the most fun father in the world. But if there's no hiskashus, or it's a weak hiskashus to the kid, and really that's what I was talking about yesterday, to be able that was the final test of Avraham Avinu. I was talking about it by the drush yesterday. The final test of Avraham Avinu by the Akedah was to see whether or not Avraham Avinu was successful in giving himself over to his child. Some of you were there yesterday. That was the test, and that's when Hashem said, and it's exactly what we're talking about. That was the Gemara that I mentioned. That Hashem said that if you pass this one, then all the nine before Yesh Behem Mamish. And if you don't pass this one of the Akedah, then all of the nine tests were right. Like the mashal that the Gemara gives of in Sanhedrin, the Gemara gives the mashal of the king who was winning all these wars. But then it was the big, big, big war, and he had this gibor. He had like this general who was a big knacker. He was winning all the wars, and then the king now said to the general, "This is the biggest war. If you win this one, then good. If you lose this one, then all the wars that you won before ain't behem mamish. It's gunish vet, nothing." So what we were talking about yesterday is why are those earlier wars worth nothing? He won all those wars. And why is Hashem saying to Avraham Avinu that if you're successful with this test, with the Akedah, then, but if not, then all the other ones, he had all these, the Kivshan Ha'esh, and the fire, the furnace, and the famine, and leaving Lech Lecha, and all that stuff. The war with the kings, everything is nothing, it's Ein B'Hamamish. So what we were talking about yesterday is that Hashem is saying, look, all the earlier tests, I'm just doing a little chazar for the chevra that was here. All of the earlier tests that you passed with flying colors, you went into the furnace, and you left your home. All that stuff is gevaldik, and I love you, Ava Mayhavi. But the question is whether or not all of this is going to have a keim in the future. All the tests that you had until now were just between me and you, whether you're a person of faith and you passed, but the greatest test of all is, have you successfully attached yourself to your son? Have you given over to your son that emunah that you have? Have you been able to give it over to the next generation? That's the biggest test of all. And so the Akedah was the only test where it wasn't just about Avraham Avinu; it was whether Yitzchak Avinu was going to rise to the occasion. And only then it's atidat kivel kimata that you're an ish yisodi. That it wasn't that Avraham Avinu was Mr. Kiruv, you understand? Avraham Avinu was changing the whole world. He made a whole mapech in the world. But what happened with his own kid? What happened with his own kid? He had Yitzchak Avinu. He did very well. Did very well. And Yitzchak is very different from his father. That's also a very big sign of success. Didn't have to be a copy of his father. You're your own person. But Avraham Avinu gave it over. And that's what it means. If you wouldn't pass this, then Ein Behem Mamish doesn't mean that you weren't victorious in the earlier tests of your life. But it means that Ein Behem Mamish means it was good, but it's finished. It's not gonna go on past your life. It's done. You're done. But since you raised the son and you were able to give it over to your child, you were able to make that kesher with your kid, and your kid gets it, and he got it from you. That means that you passed the biggest test of all. That's the biggest test of all. Because you could be gewaldig, but it doesn't mean that you were mashpia. It doesn't mean that you were mashpia. There are wonderful fathers, wonderful mothers, and good people, loving people, caring people, but it didn't make it to the next generation. It didn't get to the next generation. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. Obviously, there's a lot of things that happen in life, and all kinds of things. You know, your kid could have met some weird person on the bus. You know, things happen. It's not. But oftentimes, there's a basic deficiency in this world of Yisod. It's just not the connection. Is that it's just not happening. That it's missing. There's something missing there, and the kid didn't get what the father or the mother, what they were trying to give over, what they're trying to give over. Now, of course, when the parents themselves are not connecting, that's like a kimat impossible to, you know. When the parents themselves are not connected, it's a hishtalshelus, like the spheres. It's a hishtalshelus. But if the parents themselves are not connecting, then the kid is just baffled by in his house, and he just gets it from someplace else because it's just too confusing in his own house. Even with his parents, there's no inyan of yisod. There's nothing yisodi between his parents, so he's living in a hefkevelt. So then he chooses from something else, or he could choose the way of one of the parents sometimes, but usually it's not either of the parents. With this kind of family, it's usually something the guy in the bus. It's usually something else, not the parents, because it's a bilbul, it's a mefuzah mefurid, and he tries to get away from that, and he doesn't want to be in his house, and he can't stand it. It's too much. It's too much. If the parents are not together, parents can have disagreements. That's normal. That's healthy. But there has to be a yisod and malchus. Has to be a strong connection. And kids are suffering terribly from this. And then they become people who are themselves mefuzarim or for other. The kid himself is confused and all over the place. Because without yisod, the hashpa is not healthy. It's not a hashpa. L'yuchal hashpia. So again, the Rebbe's a great Rebbe. He's a genius. He knows kol ha'tar kula. And he's saying over shiurim for 50 years. But the olam is the same. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. V'cheinu gam etzel kol magid shiur. Afim yashki es atzmo b'shiur shetzorach lomar. So even if you have this Magid Shir, and the Magid Shir prepares his Shir, he comes to the Shir prepared. Yizbani Shiyesh lo kach v'kach talmidim shetzarech lashpia behem Torah. If the Rebbe not only prepares the Shir, but he tries to prepare the Shir in such a way that it will resonate with the guys, not just that he's saying this fantastic Shir, and you know someone's going to make a sefer from the Shiurim, or it's going to be taped or something, but he's trying to reach the guys, that the guys in his shiur, not just the three guys, you know, he's trying to reach the shiur, which is hard. You have a shiur, 20 guys, 25 guys, that's a hard thing to do. It's not just to prepare the Gemara properly. It's to think about how, you know, who are my boys in the shiur, and where are they holding, and how to give it over in such a way that they're going to be able to get it. And being a Magid Shir is not just, again, it's not just about informing or educating. It's about Benasata Mehod Cholav. When Moshe Ben gave over to Yeshua, like we learned earlier, it wasn't that Yeshua just sat there and he took good notes. Moshe Ben, Yeshua was always in the Yeshua sat next to Moshe Ben and he was taking good notes. V'nesata mehoid cholav, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave from his essence to Yeshua. V'nesata mehoid cholav, whatever hod means, I'm not going to right now, it's all Chanukah. V'nesata mehoid, he gave his or. He gave his or. It's not the same thing as just teaching a class. He gave over that or of who he was able to give it over to Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give himself over to Yeshua. Not just his thoughts, not just his ideas. He gave himself over to Yeshua. That's what the smicha was. And that's why I explained the number of times that he says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, it doesn't say v'lamda li Yeshua. It doesn't say he taught it to Yeshua. It says umesaru li Yeshua. He gave it over to Yeshua. He gave it over to Yeshua. It's not the same thing as just teaching or telling. He gave it over. He gave over himself. He gave from himself over to. That's what it means to be a Rebbe that's Mashpia. That the Rebbe gives over himself. That's why I told you some weeks ago that this my brother-in-law's father was Nodom Gadol, and he was taught, when he was speaking about Rebbe Yochum, he was one of the last living Talmidim of Rebbe Yochum. And he said, Rabbi Yochum, it wasn't to remember this class or that Torah that he said or that shmuz that he gave Rabbi Yochum. Each one of his Talmidim had like a, it was walking around with Rabbi Yochum in his head. and his neshama. He was, everybody was Rabbi Yeruchim Dick. It wasn't, and that's why I mentioned last week that when they, it used to be that you didn't say, I attended this yeshiva, you say, I'm a Talmud from Yeruchim. He's a Talmud from Reb Shimon. He's a Talmud from a Baruch Be'er. Or he's this chassid or that chassid. It's not just a class. It's an asatim yehoidcha. The job of the Rebbe is not just to educate, it's to lift up the guys. To lift them up. There has to be, not just that he prepares the shir, not just that he knows the material, but he's thinking about the guys. And what, where the guys are holding and what they need. Not just to say some shir that's over their heads and to walk out. The Torah has to hit. Again, the same thing like a, in order to have a child, a husband and wife are together and they have fruit. The children, I tell the same Shasadikim, and they have the children. The Rebbe has to be able to make this connection with the guys. The Keshar Mitzvah Chazak B'chol Libo V'Nafsho. And that's not just an intellectual thing. That's B'chol Libo V'Nafsho. That's heart and soul. That the Rebbe puts his heart and soul into his Talmidim. Shem Yachshav B'Dvarim Acherim. And if the Rebbe is giving the Shia and his mind is someplace else, or he's checking every 2 minutes, he's checking to his phone or something, then his mind is on some other things that he's got going on. Then even though he said over good words, you know, he gave a nice Shia, but he wasn't there. He wasn't in the Shia. The shiur was something that he prepared, and he had it intellectually, and he said over a very fine shiur in a nice way, and he said it over. But it doesn't change the boys. It doesn't lift them up. It doesn't bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch. Le'itir lahem kol tu'elus b'shiurav. So he could be known as a very, very brilliant Talmud Chacham, but it doesn't mean that his Talmidim are necessarily such fine, upstanding Jews. It doesn't necessarily change the Talmidim. Dovzer Mefush B'Seif HaKadosh Tanya. This is a famous piece of Tanya that I've spoken about a number of times over the years. Nigeo Shakaridish Tasvav K'shemavarim Hamidis B'kitzer Shakaisev Bein Hadvarim. There the Alter Rebbe is talking about the Sviras, the Midas, and he writes the following. This is one of the parts of Tanya that need to be on the refrigerator, because that's for sure you're going to go there. It needs to be in a place that you're for sure going to go. Bechinas Yesod. So there the Alter Rebbe explains the meaning of Yesod. He just drops one thing with Yesod. And he says, so you're expecting he's going to say something very Kabbalistic now? No, listen what he says. Adach Moshal Yeskashu Shemekashu Ha'ov. Sichlai b'seichel b'no. This could be understood through the keshav of a father with his son, with the mind of the father becoming attached and bound to the mind, to the intellect of his son. B'shas limudo imo b'ahava u'beratzon. B'shas limudo imo b'ahava u'beratzon. Where did that come in? He said the father is learning with his son, and he wants to attach his seichel to his son's seichel. That there should be a meeting of minds. To be mashpi on the seichel of the son. So you would think that that's just a matter of the intellect and the father saying something over and telling his kid. But Alter Rebbe says, no. He says, the limud is ba'ahav u'beratzon. The limud, in a way of yesod, his kashus, is ba'ahav u'beratzon. B'ahava uber, I don't have to translate that. B'ahava uberotz. Sheroitzes sheyovin b'no. There's nobody on earth who wants this kid to understand this Torah more than his father. His Rebbe is a great guy. His Chavrus is a great guy. But there's nobody on earth for whom this is more meaningful than the father. B'ahava uberotz. Shereitzah sheyovim b'no, ubeladai zeh, gam im hoya ha-ben shomeh diburim elu, Hem atzma mi pi aviv, shemidabr la'atzma shalomid va'omer la'atzma, la'hoya meivin kolkach k'may achsha sh'aviv mekashe sich lo elav. So Alter Rebbe is saying, imagine that this boy is sitting in the next room. And the father, the boy is sitting next to him. The father is just preparing the Gemara. He's preparing this Gemara. They're learning whatever they're learning together. They're learning about Mitzvah together. The father is saying over the Gemara to himself. The father is learning the Gemara out loud in his study. And the kid is sitting, the father doesn't see. The kid is sitting in the room next to the study. And the kid hears every single word. And the kid is listening to the Gemara. In other words, he's listening to his father say over the Gemara. And it could be the exact same words that the father would say if he'd be sitting with the kid together. The father's saying the Gemara strong, clear. He's preparing, he's saying it clear. The Alter Rebbe says, the son will not understand it the same way as when the father would be sitting with the kid, panim al panim, saying the exact same words, except now he's saying these exact same words, bi'ahava uberotz. He's with his son. Bi'ahava uberotz, with love and with longing, that he should understand, that he should grow. Bi'ahava uberotz. Kol kach kama akshav sh'aviv makashe sichlo elav. Because when he's sitting together with him, panim al panim, it's yisod. It's his kashus. It's ahava and rotzen. It's the same words. It's the same exact words. Umadar b'imo ponim el ponim b'ahava u'b'cheshek she'cheshek ma'od she'yoven b'no. He's now talking to his son ponim upon him with tremendous ahava and rotzen, and he's filled with a cheshek that my son should hear this and should understand it. Before, he didn't know that the kid was sitting in the next room. The kid was listening, but there was no hashpa. He was just saying the Gemara himself. And now he says the exact same Gemara, the exact same words, but with ahava, with cheshek, and with rots. See, you can't get that on a tape. You can't get that on a tape. And with Zoom, it's not poshut. I tried very hard this last kufa with that Zoom business, because there was no choice. And B'delais Breira, it was a huge gift that Hashem gave, that Zoom came out, and that you're able to have... People all over the world were able to have shiurim everywhere with the Zoom. It's a gewaldige thing, but they did. It's such a hamtza. Can you imagine if it had been the COVID without having that? But every single time I got off the Zoom, so I'd always, my wife would say, how did it go with the Shia? I said, ah. So I saw the chaver. How you doing? What's going on? But it's not Zoom. It's not. And I'm still getting all these requests with the Zoom meeting. I tell them I'm done. You want to hear me? Come to Woodbury. I'm not going to Zoom. I'm done with the Zoom business. I'm doing one tomorrow night. That's a special situation. I mean, there's people, whatever, people can't get it. It's a whole Indian. But the Zooming thing, it's an unbelievable hamtza'ah, the Zoom. Is it a din and punim upon him? It's better than just the tape. It's better than just listening on a tape, for sure. But it's not the same thing. And it's interesting. Even if you're sitting in a room, there could be 500 people in the room, and it's not like you're making eye contact with each person. But it's still a bechina of panim al panim. Still panim al panim. Lahav l'alv al $5. When it comes to things, the inyan of hiskashvus, you could watch, when I was growing up, you watch a Yankee game on the television, right? Okay, it's good. But can you compare that to walking into the stadium? When you went through the gate and you saw the grass, right? When you first saw the grass? That was a religious experience. I was like, he saw the grass, and there's Mantle himself, and Joe Pepitone, and Bobby Richardson. I don't know if you heard of these guys. They're mamish, they're there. And the television, you could see it closer, because you could see this, you could see that, and here they're far away. But it's a bechina of panim al panim. It's a bechina. No, it's a bechina of panim al panim. Can't compare. You listen to beautiful music on tape. You listen to Eitan Katz on a tape. It's not the same thing as being with Eitan in the room. And I would tell that tape, and if he was here, I'd tell it to him in person. It's not the same thing. It's gewaldig. You listen on the tape, and you hear, and the music is beautiful, and you're enjoying the niggin, and it brings you up. It's not the same thing when you're sitting and comes to sing together. It's not the same thing. Panim al panim. There are many, many musicians these days that when you're in the room with them, it's not panim al panim. You're in the room with them, it's still not panim al panim. It's lav dafka. Just like you could have a father that he's talking to his wife and he's talking to his kid, it's not panim al panim, even though they're in the same room. And you could be in another place where there could be 500 people and that musician or that Rebbe or that Tzaddik is reaching the 500 people in a very deep way. Being in that same place, it's already a bechina of panim al panim, which is how Hashem gave the Torah to us. Panim al panim b'dibarati imachem. It's altogether something different. That's what the Alter Rebbe is explaining. V'kol ma she'acheshek v'atanu gadol, kach ha'ashpoa v'hamuvan gadol. The greater the cheshek, the greater the longing, the greater the ahava, the greater the rotzen, kach ha'ashpoa v'hamuvan gadol. So too is the hashpoa and the way that the son understands that Torah. The way that he understands it, you can't compare. Hearing the same words on a tape from his father. If the father would make a tape of the shiur, it's better than nothing. But the father makes a tape. He says, "I'm not going to be able to be with you this week, so I'm taping the Gemara for the week that we're going to. I can't be with you. Here's a tape. It's good. It's for sure wonderful thing. But it's not the same thing." When the father is sitting with the son, every smile, every knetch, every gesture is an expression of ahava, of cheshek and rotzen. And all of that is what is yesod, and that yesod makes that connection, and it bears fruit. Shiuch l'kabel yoser, sha'av mashpia yoser. If the parents would understand, if they would feel what it means, that the kids are walking around and they're with you in the house, and they're sitting with you at the table, and you're sitting there with your phone. I'm not talking about now technology; it's not good, all that stuff. I'm just saying, well, in the context of what we're learning, that's what's happening to everybody now, that the kids are sitting in their homes and they're. And the parents feel that we're having this nice evening, all of us together in the house, just like they're having a nice time in the restaurant, all of them together, and everybody's sitting looking at their things. There's no kesha, there's nothing. Like that, you can't be mashpia on children. It should be l'chadchila, the same way that when a person comes to shul to have a place where they could put the phone into a box, that you, when you come into your house, you should put your phone into a box. And then all your clients and all your customers are going to have tinnitus. They couldn't reach you, they couldn't reach you. So, we'll do a Zoom next Tuesday at 10. Sorry, you couldn't reach me. I'm not trying to reach you. I'm just trying to make money from you. I'm trying to reach my kids. Those are the ones I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to reach my kids. And we're not reaching the kids. The second the kid sees that thing in your hand, he's done. You don't have to even be on it. If you're walking around your house and it's in your hand or it's sitting next to you, there's no yisod. Garnish. Nothing. Nothing. Because it doesn't have to be mamish an interruption. It's a hechet timsa that you're not important enough for me to put this stupid thing away for half an hour. You're not important enough for me that I should put it away. Same thing, a person with a phone in shul, the Baruch Shalom is saying the same thing. I'm not important enough for you that you should put that thing away for half an hour. What, are you the president of the United States or something? Right. Oh, I shouldn't even And the Baruch Shalom is saying, I'm not important enough that you should put that thing away for half hour. I'm not important. This kesha, this relationship is not important enough for you. There might be hechatim, so the thing's going to buzz and you take a look. And then a guy goes running out. You know, the ones that run out talking, running out from shul while they're talking. I'm not talking when your wife is and it's her due date or something that you understand. The Baruch Shalom is saying, I'm not important enough to you. So where's the hashpah? Shechina, Kodesh Baruch Hu, what? Mefuzar. All lost. It's a bechina. It's not nice. It's shich v'zer levatal. That's what's going on with parents and children. Children, fathers, mothers, diburim, all kinds of talking, not connecting. The kids thing can't be put away for a bit, and you can't sit in the house and just, even if you're sitting in a quiet room. I told this to you many times. There was such a thing that people used to grow up in a house. Kids would grow up in a house, and the mother would be sitting in a chair knitting something, and the father would be looking at a paper, and it was quiet. And that's how they sat. That's also hashpah. That's a tremendous hashpah. It's hashpah of a certain tranquility in a child that a child needs growing up, because life is crazy. It's a hashpah of a certain kind of a menuchas hanefesh. It's a hashpah. No, the mother sits there with a thing. Maybe she still knits. I don't know if people do that anymore. She does a stitch, but then she's got this thing, and she's got that, and she's got the chat, she's got her sister's chat, she's got the siblings' chat, she's got the shul chat, she's got the friend's chat, the school chat, the sisterhood chat, the motherhood chat, the brotherhood chat, everybody's chats, and she's sitting over there, and she thinks that they had a quiet night in the house. And we have a beautiful family. What a beautiful family we have. Nothing. It's mefuzah mefuzah. And then she doesn't understand, how come the kid always wants to go someplace? How come you're not happy being here in the house? If my parents lived with me, I would stay here. But my parents are not living with me. My parents are living online. They're not living with me. They're not living with me. That's how kids are growing up now. In houses that are beautiful, big, nice houses with everything, but not with their parents. They're in the company. Can you imagine if every single person that you spoke to on the thing, or they emailed or tweeted or whatever you did, that day, would be in the house with you and your kids that night. Like there was like some strange thing that happened. That you come home and you say, Yaki, I missed you. You come home from work and you sit down. And then like there are 428 people in the room. And they're all the people that you like, that you emailed with and WhatsApped with that day. And they're all in the room with you. And you say, hey, what are you all doing here? This is your oilam. We're your oilam. What do you mean? You're my oilam at work? No. You see that thing? It's sitting on the table? That's your oilam. No, there's my son. I didn't see him. I didn't see him the whole day. I want to spend some time with him. Yeah, we're also like to spend some time. We're all here together. We're your chaver. All 428, and they're all waving to each other. Yeah, we're all here together. Baruch Hashem, we have nice big houses. There's plenty of room. Everybody's here together to spend some time with your Yankee. That's what it is. We make jokes, but that's what it is. It's not Yankee's not with his father. Yankee's with the whole oilam. Because his father's head is on the oilam. And in the past, it was always hard, even before they came out with the phones, it was hard that the head shouldn't be on the oilam. But now when the phone is there, the phone means the oilam. It means bachutz, michutz. It means not Yankee, that's what it means. Not Maishi, not Dvarila. It means the oilam. It's sitting over there. That's what it means. Even though the kid doesn't understand, no one's thinking like that. The father loves his kid. Remember, everything's nice. Chachma, bina das, chesed, gevurah, tiferes, netzach. The only thing that's not there is Yesod. And when that thing is sitting on the table, it means all the hundreds of people or the dozens of people that this person was busy with during the day and might be busy with even now. Even now. And then the next thing is that the father says, I didn't see all that. I want to have a talk with you. And he says, what is it? What is it, Daddy or Tati or Abba? What is it? What is it? I'm not happy about how you're using your phone. Or I don't want you to have a phone. Why do you have to have a phone? And the kid says, I also want to have a lot of company. What do you think? You're the only one that could have 428 people? I also have a chevra. And all the parents are wondering why the kid's chalishing for phones. Well, the kid's making you crazy like now. 7 years old, he already wants to have a smartphone or something. This guy's 7 years old, he wants to have a phone. Who do you? Do you have a stockbroker or something? 7 years old, he has to have a phone already. And the parents don't understand it. How could this be? It's terrible. It's terrible. The internet is terrible. But who knows? If he only had a good teacher, this wouldn't be happening. It's his principal's fault. It's the fault of Torah Misara or something. I don't know what. It's not our fault. The kid, there's no union of that hiskashus. Discussions. That's what the Alter Rebbe is talking about. Ahava, cheshek, rotzen. That means one on one. It means panim upon him. It doesn't mean not only that you're not on the phone, it means that there's no possibility of being on the phone. It means the thing is gone. Gone. Shabbos, Yontif. And then when it finally comes to Shabbos Yontif, so how come now he's not being Makusha to the kid? I'm so tired from all the 428 people all week. I have to sleep the whole day. So it comes to Shabbos Yontif, he's also not Makusha. Because he's so tired from the week. So he's not. So now he doesn't have the phone on the table. It's Shabbos. He doesn't have it on the table. But now he's too tired. He can't do it. Kacha Ashpov are moving gold. So Yuchal Kalbi is a Shav Mashpir. So Kaidea Cheshek Vatanug. Look what the Alter Rebbe says. Kaidea Cheshek Vatanug Misgadal and Misrabe Sichlo. The same way when there's Cheshek and Tanug, then a husband and wife can be together without getting graphic. That's how husband and wife are together, with there's Cheshek and Tanug. And then there could be children. The Alter Rebbe says, Aidea Cheshek Vatanug Misgadal and Misrabe Sichlo. Then there could be a Puravu in the kid's brain. Then the kid's brain can have children in machshavas and emotions. The kid's brain, the kid's heart and his mind and his soul and his seichel are able to grow, to have children, to develop. Umakabal archavas hadas. When the child has archavas hadas, when the learning with his father or the talking, the conversation or the playing ball. Even when you're playing ball with your kid, you shouldn't be stopping in the middle of the ball game to take phone calls. No, you shouldn't be. Your kid shouldn't be standing there with the basketball while you're going, "I'll be right back," unless God forbid there's something. But your kid shouldn't be waiting there with the basketball while you're going like this. If you're playing basketball with him, it should be with his kashrus. The kid should feel you're with him. You're having a good time. You're enjoying it. You're laughing. It's not every 5 minutes, hold on a second, I shall be right with you. And the thing's going off. And then you're saying, no, I'm busy right now, I'll call you back. Even that. You're playing ball with your kid. So play ball with him. Whatever you do, it should be with his kashrus, with ahava, with cheshek, and with rotzen. And then everybody's wondering, how is it that these kids grow up in the holy need of Pagam HaBris, we're living in a marble of Pagam HaBris. Because it's all pizur and pirud. Everybody's mufuzum mufurud. Mufuzum mufurud. And that means pagam habris. That's exactly what pagam habris comes from. Mufuzum mufurud. You can't even play 10 minutes basketball game with your kid. You can't have a game with your kid without being interrupted. You can't have a game. You can't sit and talk to your wife. You can't do anything. Everything is here and there, running mufuzum mufurud. So there's no yesod, there's no hashpa, there's no hiskashus, and we're raising families. The kids, they love their parents, but they're hiskashus. So we're failing the test of the hakeda. We're not giving over to the kid. We're not giving ourselves over. We're giving something, but we're not giving ourselves over in such a way. Because all hashpa takes place with the midah of hiskashus. So bli hiskashus, ef shel hashpia. And he doesn't say, that's not the word, the last sentence is not from the Alter Rebbe. But it doesn't say, bli hiskashus, kasher lahashpia. Without hiskashus, it's hard to be mashpia. He's absolutely right, not that he needs anybody's haskama. Bli hiskashus, ef shel lahashpia. Without hiskashus, ef shel lahashpia. It's not possible to be mashpia. So there's never been more communication and diburim and talking, and there's never been less hashpa. There's never been less hashpa. It's crazy, because there should be much more. You think there'd be so much more hashpa. And we don't even know yet the churban that came because of Nebuch this past year. It wasn't anybody's fault. What happened with the corona, the kids were not able to be in school, and they weren't able to go to camp. School and camp, friends, and being free from all and teachers and that hiskashus of panim upon him with your friends and panim upon him with the rebbe and with there are going to be studies that are going to be made for the next 50 years of it about the churban this past year. It was a churban the kids went through, and this summer the counselors were telling me that I was talking to, and the head counselors from different camps. I think Dov Beresh was telling me also that the kids were having it was different. There was something different. It wasn't like it used to be. That something happened. I think you told me not just the kids, the counselors also, staff, right? It was different. It wasn't the same as usual. Something happened. What happened was there was a crack in Yesod, in the healthy normal flow of that world of making these connections with friends, with counselors, with the teacher, make those connections. There was also a possible benefit, of course, if that worked out in the house with the parents and kids, that was something else. But with all of these natural things of Yesod, then they didn't have these connections during that year. It was very strange. We never had that in our lives, such a thing. That all of that punim upon him was taken away for a year and a half. A year, whatever. All the punim upon him was taken away. And the kids were left like without in that vacuum of artificial connections. Phone and the computer and the FaceTime, all of that stuff, but Zoom, but it wasn't punim upon him. We don't understand the depths of how that affected these kids. Adults also, terrible. I mean, I read someplace there were all kinds of crazy. Suicide was crazy. You know, and you think, wow, if you're healthy and everything's okay, you had a quiet year, it was nice. Without Yesod is the mid of Chai. Ben Ish Chai. Chai is the mid of Yesod. And without connection, without that, a person can't live. There's no Chiz. And this is what you're seeing now.